Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A Woman's Rosary. The Five Human Mysteries. Mary the Woman, Mary the Wife, Mary the Mother, Mary the Neighbor, Mary the Friend. For centuries, the core of Marian devotion has focused on events in Mary's life that primarily associated with Jesus. Now, however, with these five mysteries inspired by more intimate roles in Mary's life, you can make meditation on Mary an even richer experience. Lois Donahue has created these five mysteries to help make Mary more real. After all, the author reasons, Mary was a human being. She knew the realities of family life. She cooked and sewed, laughed and cried, worried and wondered. In other words, she was a lot like we are. Here then is your Mary. These five mysteries treat Mary as woman, wife, mother, neighbor, and friend. Each mystery is introduced in three ways: prose, poetry, and prayer, to offer differing paths to meditation. Now at last, you can feel the reassuring heartbeat of a life you share with the Mother of Jesus. Beginning prayer. Dear Mary, this seems to be a time when I need your humanness. I need your heart to beat and your flesh to feel, your lips to move and your eyes to see, your feet to touch the ground, and your arms to hold a child. Just as God chose to create you human and through your humanity to send his divine Son, may my remembrances of your humanity draw me closer to Jesus, to know him better and to love him more. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who have most need of your mercy. The first human mystery, Mary the Woman. It isn't easy trying to isolate the woman in you, Mary. You are a woman in all that you are and all that you do. Nevertheless, I need to try, because unless I know you as a woman, I won't really know you at all. Where do I begin? Maybe with the word woman itself. God first called you that, didn't he? He said to the serpent, I will put enmity between you and the woman. That doesn't help much. Woman is such an impersonal word, like calling an owl, bird, or a Great Dane, dog. If only he had been more explicit. You were called woman at Cana too, when your son asked, Woman, how does your concern affect me? Again, so nondescriptive, so impersonal, so devoid of any emotional dimensions. Later on that first Good Friday, Jesus spoke from his cross, Woman, behold your son. Once again, woman. What is the significance of woman? Why did God's word refer to you simply as woman? There may be many reasons, and I'm certain, Mary, I could find a logical explanation from scholars familiar with your culture and its vocabulary, but I don't think logic is what I want. Something tells me to go with feelings, and I think calling you woman may have been God's way to reminding you and me and every other woman that we are identifiable first and foremost as daughters of God. Mary the woman. At that moment in time when I became me, God breathed into this body a soul. With purpose and love was my destiny set. She is woman, let that be her role. No role to be played on a limited stage, nor rewritten to mimic a man, but fashioned in fiber to deal with God's world as only a woman can. So let me think as a woman, feel as a woman, love as a woman, and seek with man the crossed pathways to heaven, leaving footprints distinctly unique. Prayer. You know, Mary, sometimes it's very confusing being a woman today. Everywhere I turn, someone is redefining the word woman according to what we are rather than who we are. Can't people see that whether we are single or married, whether our ethnicity, cultural backgrounds, or religious preferences are the same or different, whether we choose to scrub floors, run companies, or do both, we are women. God wants this common bond of woman to draw us together rather than drive us apart. Please pray for us all, because I think each of us is trying so very hard to be the kind of woman that God wants us to be. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, it is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who have most need of your mercy. The second human mystery, Mary the wife. The first time Scripture introduces you by name, Mary, is when Matthew refers to you as a wife. Mary, Joseph, her husband. Although your marriage was probably arranged by family, I am convinced that you and Joseph were in love. That is why when I think of you as wife, I remember when that love was tested, when you told Joseph that you were with child. Whether you tried to explain before or after that disclosure, the moment itself must have been devastating for both of you. How you must have hoped he would understand, but he didn't, did he? I have no way of knowing what he did. I can be fairly certain the night that followed must have seemed endless for you. Joseph was gone. Your world was shattered. You must have spent a long and agonizing night of prayer and tears. Prayer because you would have turned to God to provide reassurance. Tears because your humanity felt the pain. The next day brought an answer to those prayers. Joseph returned, no doubt told you what he dreamed, how he loved you, how much he regretted not believing you. Your world was whole again. Pregnant with Jesus, you went to Joseph's house to complete the Jewish marriage ceremony and to become wife. Because God chose to have his Son incarnate present on your wedding day, I'd like to believe that you were part of the very first step he took toward elevating marriage to a sacrament. Mary the wife. He watched the fading sunset. She nestled by his side. They spoke of love, of theirs, of God's. He drew her close with pride. He had no thoughts of Egypt. She'd not felt Simeon's sword. The chosen man of Nazareth kissed the handmaid of the Lord. Prayer. Mary, I'm sure that you and Joseph didn't always agree, didn't always perceive things in the same way, but I'm equally sure that at those times, with God's help, you were able to know whether he expected you, as a wife, to accept graciously, confront kindly, or compromise honestly. When I don't agree with others, Mary, I'm not always certain what God wants me to do. Please ask the Holy Spirit to guide me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who have most need of your mercy. The third human mystery, Mary the Mother. Even under the title Mother, there are different ways to think of you, Mary. One is as my mother, because I first learned to turn to you on that personal level when I was young. Whenever, for whatever reason, I felt bereft of a mother, you were there to fill that emotional void, to listen, to comfort, to love. Approaching you as a mother may seem a bit less personal, yet how many, many times you have given me the feeling of understanding and support, which can only come from someone who has known the joy, pride, hurt, loneliness, and everything else that goes with being a mother. However, Mary, when I think of you as a mother, it is usually as his mother. Whether through the eyes and emotions of my childhood, my adulthood, or any stage in between, no nativity scene is complete without you kneeling beside his manger. The way of the cross is incomplete unless you meet him at the fourth station or stand at the foot of his cross. I know you encountered him resurrected, stood gazing upward as he ascended, heard the wind when he sent his spirit. Even now, when you appear, you come as his messenger. Mary, no matter why or when I turn to you as a mother, I always know that I am talking to the extraordinary woman chosen to be Jesus' mother and the mother of us all. Mary, the mother. The night wore silence reverently. Sweet mystery filled the air as Mary held the newborn child whom she'd been asked to bear. Flesh of her flesh and yet divine, Redeemer sent for all. So powerful, yet so helpless. He so majestic, yet so small. I know in faith you're God, she said, and yet, my precious one, within my heart you'll ever be, before all else, my son. Prayer. The great joys of motherhood also come with demands and responsibilities, don't they, Mary? When do I say yes, and when do I say no? When should I stand firm, and when should I be flexible? When should I protect, and when should I let go? Please, Mary, when you speak to the one who calls you mother, ask him to help this mother and all mothers. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who have most need of your mercy. The fourth human mystery, Mary the neighbor. Living in the small village of Nazareth, neighboring must have been a way of life for you, Mary. You had no hospital, fire department, convalescent home, or child care center. You had to rely on your neighbors and they on you. But beyond this kind of survival neighboring, there must have been more. You must have developed a precious camaraderie among yourselves. Neighbors are people, and you were undeniably a people person. I can easily imagine you visiting with other women around the well, taking neighborhood children for a walk or on a picnic, bringing a gift to a new baby, a surprise to a housebound convalescent, food to a family in need. These were the lessons of neighborliness you taught Jesus during his youth, and he learned well, Mary. He had pity on the hungry crowd and fed them. He responded to the widow's grief and restored life to her son. In his Good Samaritan parable, he taught us what you had taught him through your example, good neighbor's care. He ranked loving my neighbors second only to loving my God. But being a neighbor has painful demands, doesn't it, Mary? You must have reached out to the families of disciples, helping those who did not understand, but nevertheless had to deal with disruptive consequences when loved ones left to follow your son. You must have shared their grief as you tried to console Judas's bewildered family and friends after he betrayed Jesus and died so tragically. How well you understand that being a woman for others is not always easy. Mary the neighbor. I gasped when I saw his thorn-crowned head. A stranger took my hand. As I quietly wept at the foot of his cross, a young man helped me to stand. When my son cried out to his God in pain, she knelt with me to pray. And that sleepless night, someone who cared gave me a place to stay. He taught them to love their neighbor, whoever it might be. And the day he died, their neighbor just happened to be me. Prayer. I often forget how all-encompassing is God's definition of neighbor. Rarely do I think of people like my cousin or my aunt, my sister or my grandparents as neighbor. Yet Jesus included everyone in the second great commandment. He was quite clear who qualifies as neighbor. So Mary, when I forget or neglect to include family in my efforts to love others as I love myself, please remind me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who have most need of your mercy. The fifth human mystery, Mary the Friend. In my earlier conversations with you, Mary, I've gone back to your neighborhood, your time, getting to know you, imagining you sweeping the floor and walking in the rain. But I feel your presence most in my everyday now, where you've become my anytime, anyplace friend. Sometimes you're my friend who is simply here, listening and understanding. You listen to my talk thoughts as I wonder or worry or when I can't sleep. At other times when my funny bone twitches, we share bits of wordless humor. And how often we've silently delighted together in one of nature's camera quick postcard pretty glimpses. Yet I'm still unable to express the essence of you, probably because friend is a heart word, not a head word. I can't explain heart words, can't describe or define them, can't even draw pictures of them. Heart words just are. Mary the Friend. We are friends in a faith world of silence. Never once have we met face to face. But we stroll through tradition and scripture, and we talk in a prayer private place. We're so different in times and in culture, and have walked here on world apart sod, but our friendship's not rooted in difference. We are friends in the sameness of God. Prayer. How often, Mary, have I implored you to join me when I've pleaded for something? Once again, I ask you to join me, but this time I want to say thank you. I want to humbly tell God how I appreciate the many blessings He has given me. Please let Him know how I am especially grateful for each and every friend who has or ever will touch my life. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Amen. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death.
Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who have most need of your mercy. Closing prayer. I must go now, Mary, to return to the now of my vocation. But I leave confident of your presence, your understanding, and your love. I will be back. O Blessed Mother, a teenager prayed, I'm not married, yet pregnant, and so afraid. The Queen of Angels shed a tear. As a girl in Nazareth, she'd known that fear. An only child and a mother's cry, Mary, O Mary, why must he die? The mother of Jesus felt her pain, reliving Golgotha once again. A lonely widow whispered low, O dear Mary, I miss him so. Our Lady of Sorrows touched her hand. I lost my Joseph, I understand. Women's heartaches, women's fears rise to heaven where a woman hears. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, mercy toward us. And after this, I exile, show unto us, O blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, the Holy Mother of God. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Consecration to the Blessed Mother. Queen of the Most Holy Rosary and tender Mother of all people, I consecrate myself to you and to your Immaculate Heart, and recommend to you my family, my country, and the whole human race. Please accept my consecration, dearest Mother, and use me as you wish to accomplish your designs upon the world. O Immaculate Heart of Mary, Queen of Heaven and Earth, rule over me and teach me how to allow the heart of Jesus to rule and triumph in me as it has ruled and triumphed in you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.